Veterans told U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut on Monday that they want their insurance companies to cover medical marijuana for their chronic pain and PTSD. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports, before that can happen, the federal government has to declare that marijuana has medical uses.
Veteran Eddie Adkins looks at a list of medical marijuana strains at a dispensary in South Windsor, Connecticut.
Can I see this?
Absolutely.
Adkins has PTSD and injuries in his brain and spine. He used to take a cocktail of prescription opioids and mood regulators.
You tend to get addicted to them after a while because it's not doing what it used to do. So now you're 15, 16 pills three times a day because in your mind you don't think you're getting enough.
Adkins says he pays about $200 a month out of pocket for his medical marijuana because it helps him feel like himself again.
I stopped taking all those pills. I started smoking marijuana, and look at me. Here I am today. I can function. I can talk to you. I can have a conversation. I can be in public.
Still, insurance companies don't cover medical marijuana. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says that's because the Drug Enforcement Agency classifies marijuana as a Schedule I drug. That means the Food and Drug Administration says marijuana has no medical benefit. Murphy supports a bill to change it to a Schedule II drug for medical use.
I'll be honest, I don't know that the votes are there right now to pass this legislation. It's more likely that the DEA and FDA will do it on their own, but we think this legislation will provide a push.
Murphy says the DEA and FDA are currently considering whether to reclassify marijuana as a prescription drug like OxyContin. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.